The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, after 37 years, 8,903 episodes, no less, Neighbours finally coming to an end, I think on Thursday night, tomorrow night in Australia, the following night across the pond in the UK, and Sunday next week on RTE. I'd wager a lot of people here, big fans certainly, are not going to wait until next week. They're going to watch it this week. And they are going to bid farewell to some iconic characters. Serena Bellissimo is host of the Bellissimo Files on Spin 103.8. I just have to ask, first and foremost, are you a fan?
I am. I'm from Melbourne. So, like, we were so proud when this took off all over the world. And to think now, well, mainly in the UK and Ireland, but, you know, it was played in over 60 countries around the world. And to think that as of next week here in Ireland, it will no longer be part of our daily fixture. It's gone. It's done.
And was it kind of, did you view it as naff at all? You know, the way, with all due respect to everybody who acts in Fair City, some fine actors, but you know, there's people who kind of, there's be a bit of snobbery about it. Was there the same thing in Melbourne?
Oh yeah, like my friends in Australia can't believe I still watch. Like, it wasn't huge in Australia. I think the reason why I kept watching over here was because it was a piece of home when I was away, and I know that's home and away, but, like, I'm a Melbourne girl, so it was great to tune in every day and see a piece of Melbourne. But, yeah, in Australia, it was, if it wasn't for the UK and Ireland, and especially the UK, this show would have been long gone, I'd say, about 10 years ago. So we were lucky we got 37 years out of it.
And to mark the 37 years, I understand. I mean, there's a lot going to be happening in this final episode. Some of the big stars from years gone by.
Yeah, a lot of familiar faces coming back. So look, it's not the Neighbours. I was reading some stuff online and people complaining, going, "Well, by celebrating Neighbours, you're almost not finishing off some of the storylines that were happening along the way. You've gone back to the past." But I think the only way to end this is by going back to the past. And they're ending with two iconic characters in Toadfish, who's been there, I think, for 19 years. And Melanie, who was there, I think, in the first 2 or 3 years, she came back only recently. They're getting married. So in true soap style, we're going to end with a wedding. And that has been the reason that a lot of people are coming back. But the ones that, I don't know about you, but me, the one I'm really, really excited about is having Scott and Charlene back on that street. Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue, where it all started for them.
Oh, I think that is a great excuse to take a little listen to Scott and Charlene at their peak, the peak of their powers.
Yeah.
I say the peak of their powers, maybe the character's peak, certainly not Kylie and Jason's peak, fair to say. But, you know, he bought a juice in front of me in Stephen's Green a few years ago, and I couldn't...
No way!
You know when you see people out of context?
Yeah,
and
you
sometimes it can be hard to play. I was kind of looking at him from the side, and it's like, I know that guy. And I was like, does he present Ireland AM or something like that? How do I know that guy? No way, it's Scott!
I'm actually so glad you didn't say anything to him. But that wedding has to go down as probably the best Neighbours wedding ever. There's been 39 weddings. Some have been, you know, dramatic. Some have gone smoothly, but on the whole, most of them have been very dramatic. I think it's only fitting that they end with Toadie's wedding, because he has been unlucky in love so many times. His last wedding before Melanie was to Sonia, and that went well. Their relationship had up and downs, but she died. But before that, I don't know if you remember, he got married to the love of his life, Dee, and on their wedding day, he drove off a cliff.
Oh, yes.
And she ended up dying.
Right.
Do you remember that? Yes.
I do remember that. And that would have been when I was watching it, actually. Around those years was when I was watching it. And my younger sister was a huge Neighbours fan. So that was more, I would kind of, It was that her fandom was reflected on me in part, and yeah, that oh my god, yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
Like the stats are 39 weddings, 17 new babies, over 100 hostage and kidnapping storylines, 35 natural disasters, 115 car accidents, and 64 deaths, and some of them have been heartbreaking. Do you remember any that stand out?
Well, you mentioned the D and the crash after the wedding. Yeah. There was obviously the plane crash. If that's what I was about to say, a few years ago. That's a good few years ago now, probably. Is it? It's probably about 15 years ago.
I don't know if it was that long ago. I think this was recently. Like, I'd say at least within the last decade, maybe the last 10 years, the plane crash. But then there were the ones, do you remember Helen Daniels? She was one of the originals. She was the matriarch of the Robinson family. So, like, when she died, that was heartbreaking. When Madge died, talking about Madge,
oh,
who's played by Anne
Madge.
Charleston. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming back, Kieran. In true soap style.
What?
She apparently,
like, sorry, this is like Elsa's head in the fridge over in Summer Bay.
Yes.
Or Bobby,
yes,
no,
so
Bobby's head was in the fridge. Elsa
was
saw it,
Bobby?
It. Go on. It was Bobby's head was in the fridge, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to see Madge come back. Like, I've been watching it this week and it's been great because they're showing some old clips and we saw Madge in it. I went, is that it? But no, apparently she's coming back in the form of a ghost. Talking about returning characters, we've mentioned Kylie and Jason. Guy Pearce, like, I love that these Hollywood heavyweights have gone, this is where I'm from, this is where I got my start and I'm proud to go back. He's going back. It's not just going to be a video appearance. You'll see him on the street. Margot Robbie is coming back. We're not sure how. Probably a video link up. There's going to be appearances from Delta Goodrum, Natalie Imbruglia, Jesse Spencer, Harold Bishop is back. So it's a really, it's a nice, it's sad, but I think it's time that the show ends as well. And it's just, it's getting the goodbye it deserves.
We have to we cannot wrap things up though without mentioning the emotional heart, the moral compass, if you will, on Ramsay Street, which is the Kennedy power couple, Susan and Carol.
Oh, yes.
Because why I want to mention this as well, particularly, is that Jackie Woodburn, who plays Susan, is going to be joining us here on The Hard Shoulder tomorrow. We're hugely looking forward to that. Yes, and I think it's safe to assume I'll probably call her Susan several times throughout the interview. Anyway, we will just have to give her a fair warning that that will happen. I mean, they have been something of a kind of a permanent fixture for years and years and years on that show. But they had bumps in the road.
They did. I can't remember the amount of times they've split up and gotten back together. One of the times was because, but before we talk about them as well, we've got to talk about some of the really silly storylines. It has to do with Susan as well. Do you remember when she slipped on milk and she got amnesia and then she ended up falling? Yeah, she fell in love with somebody else. So that's one of the times they split. There was also Harold returning from the dead, Dee returning with and having an evil twin sister. There were couple swaps. Talking about couples back to Susan and Carl, there was, what was her name? I think it was Sarah, who worked as a receptionist for him, but then it was Izzy. It was when Izzy had the affair and that iconic slap. Do you remember that? That everybody knows, whether you watch or not.
Let's take a little listen to that slap.
I found out. Billy, our own son, had to tell me his father was having an affair.
Oh, no, Susan, it's
just
not
do you think that made me feel? I was so ashamed. I was completely humiliated.
Please, will you listen to me? I love you.
You dare! You must have so little respect for me if you could just lie and cheat and betray me like that. Oh, I trusted you. I believed everything you ever said to me.
Oh, no, Susan.
Don't you touch me!
Oh my god.
I still got goosebumps just listening back to that.
Despite those bumps in the road, though, like they were the emotional bedrock of Ramsay Street for an awful long time. And I think you're probably right, it's probably timely that the show is wrapping things up, but people will miss it, won't they?
I think they will, but as I said, it is nice that it gets to go out on a high. Like, usually things get cancelled and there's no notice, right? So at least they got cancelled. I think we all heard the news back in March, April. So they had 3 or 4 months. Now, it was a really quick turnaround, but they had, 3 months to sort of wrap up the show in a way they wanted to, because 37 years, a bit of respect is deserved. And I can't wait. Like, I will be watching In Australia. It airs on Thursday night as a 90-minute episode. So, and then on RTE, I think we've got it Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then if you're missing All Things Australia, don't worry, because they are replacing it with an Australian soap that I haven't heard of, but Brax from Home and Away is in it, called the Royal Flying Doctors Society is what's going to be on in place of Neighbours.
All right, okay. We'll give it a fair go. Anyway, Serena Bellissimo is presenter of the Bellissimo Files on Spin 103.8. Serena, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.